Biden supporter and woke NBA player Steph Curry wants to block affordable housing being built near his $30 million mansion. By Warner Todd Houston on January 31, 2023. NBA star Stephen Curry and his wife, Aisha, constantly parade themselves as supporters of the left-wing agenda. But apparently not when it comes to having affordable housing units built near their own exclusive, multi-million-dollar California mansion. The Biden supporters are openly opposing the construction of a low-income multifamily unit near their Atherton, California mansion, saying they have major concerns for their privacy and safety, according to the Almanac News. The city recently approved a plan to build a 16-unit apartment on a 1.5-acre lot near the Curry Mansion. At least some of the units will be open to low-income renters. But the Currys are upset by the plans. In a Not In My Backyard, NIMBY, letter to the city, the pair claimed that the construction project would endanger their kids when complete. As Atherton residents, we have been following along with the housing element updates with special interest in the 23 Oakwood property, they wrote in their January 18 letter. We hesitate to add to the Not In Our Backyard, literally, rhetoric, but we wanted to send a note before today's meeting. Safety and privacy for us and our kids continues to be our top priority and one of the biggest reasons we chose Atherton as home. Other multimillionaire residents feel the same way. They also have NIMBY concerns and want to block the affordable housing plan. The city, of course, is being forced to consider affordable housing units in the ultra-rich neighborhood because new state laws are aimed at remaking communities and knocking down property values by forcing communities to add affordable housing in new construction, even if local rules prevent the construction of such housing. The FTX spokesman and his wife, though, are unhappy with the plan, despite their constant past proclamations about social justice. Indeed, in 2021, Curry was seen bemoaning the racial wealth gap when he joined the woke nonprofit 90-0 in 2021. At the time, Curry insisted, "Bridging the racial wealth gap is one of the biggest challenges of our generation," adding that uncovering solutions and creating opportunities is something I'm profoundly committed to. Still, he doesn't want any of that bridging going on near his house. And if it must, then he wants giant fences built to keep out the riffraff. We kindly ask that the town adopts the new housing element without the inclusion of 23 Oakwood, the Currys wrote in their letter. Should that not be sufficient for the state, we ask that the town commits to investing in considerably taller fencing and landscaping to block sight lines onto our family's property. Curry has been a big left-wing activist for years. In 2022 he joined Michelle Obama's When We All Vote organization meant to bolster Democrat voting in elections. In 2021, he celebrated Joe Biden and Kamala Harris' election by sending Harris a Golden State Warriors jersey. And he and his wife also openly campaigned for Biden. The player also Curry spent years attacking President Trump. In 2017, Curry blasted his sponsor, Under Armour, after CEO Kevin Plank described Trump as an asset. Curry responded by saying he would drop the ad. He also called Donald Trump a threat to the nation. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.